This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. It's been a little while since they've been on the show. As a matter of fact, it's 2018 September, almost 2 years ago. We're talking about Holiday Islands Holdings, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HIHI. And with us today is the director and CEO of the company, Mr. Gene Thompson. Gene, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Glad to be back. It's been longer than I thought.
Me too. I couldn't believe it. 2 years. Holy cannoli.
Well, we've been busy in the last 2 years, and I'm happy to reveal where we are when you get to that point in the interview.
Well, you know, my first question is, what have you guys been up to? What are the accomplishments that you felt or you're feeling that you have accomplished this year so far, and the accomplishments that you think you'll obtain here in the next, say, the last 3 or 4 months?
Absolutely. I'm happy to tell you that we've had a stellar year, and we've got a very bright future. Year to date, we got a commitment from a California-based investment firm to provide initial acquisition financing in two tranches.
Nice.
Yeah, $250,000 this year, which will probably happen in the fourth quarter, and $500,000 next year, 2021. Now, what we're going to do is that's going to be a cash gift, and we're going to just leave it on the balance sheet, and that will allow that'll go straight to equity, of course, and that will allow us to have a better shot at conventional financing and seller financing for all the acquisitions that we've got teed up. So that's a big one. Second, we secured a verbal commitment from the same California-based firm to provide up to $2 million in the near future, meaning the next 12 months, in acquisition financing for 2020 and 2021. Also, we have begun to locate and evaluate numerous prospective recreational, residential, and commercial property in a certain defined marketing area. And here's where we've made the big change ever. Previously, we were focused on commercial and residential income-producing property only at Holiday Islands. In the last year, we've changed that dramatically to include recreational properties, commercial and residential in Texas, Arkansas, particularly Northwest Arkansas, because that's where we're located. And that's the fastest growing area in Arkansas and actually in the United States. Oklahoma, Missouri, Southern Missouri, and Eastern Oklahoma, and Northern Louisiana. What we're doing is we're evaluating properties ever that are throwing off high yield as is, that we can expand and improve the return on investment. And I assume we'll talk about those acquisitions more later in the show. Another biggie is we had big time strengthened our advisory board. We engaged Lantana Capital Advisors out of Houston, Texas. The president and founder of that company is Nick Herman. He is a longtime business associate and friend of mine, and he heads up our M&A activity, and he's really good at it. We've also added Daryl Thompson, no relation. He is a tiny home and park model developer out of Colorado. When we acquire some of these properties that we're going to talk about later, we can expand them with tiny homes and or park model. And that's how we make the yield much higher. Although 12.5% as is, it is really, really good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And I know you have a particular interest in tiny homes, and we're finally close to being able to take that step, including putting a small community here at the Holiday Island. As you know, you can't just put those anywhere.
Right, right. They got to be zoned. Yeah, and zoning's really hard to find. The people are going to let you put up 400 to 600 square foot homes.
Yeah, it's amazing, Everett. And you're the one that actually got my interest in tiny homes years ago. And now here we are. As you know, here at Holiday Island, we're not a city. It's a suburban improvement district or planned community, planned slash resort community.
Well, Gene, let me ask you this. This money that's coming in the coffers, say, here in the next 6 months to a year, tell us about maybe possibility of acquisition targets and the funding dates going forward for, say, for the next 3 to 4 quarters.
let's switch over to that, but I've got two more accomplishments that I want to talk about later, if you will. On the acquisitions, we've got, four recreational properties we're negotiating that total about $3.3 million in total and acquisition costs. Now, the reason for going for the bigger ones instead of the smaller ones, it's just as much work, and the bigger ones make easier and they're more likely to close than the smaller ones. That's been our experience over the last 30 years. But of those four, Everett, we've got two that we're really focused on. Both of those are in Eastern Texas. One is I don't want to mention the name, but it's a Toledo Bend reservoir. It's located next to it. That's the second most popular fishing and boating lake in the United States. It's an RV park, and it can be expanded with our tiny homes. The second is actually near Sam Rayburn Lake, which is in Eastern Texas, and that is first most popular fishing and boating lake in the United States. It's about 1,000 acres, but we're only interested in carving out about 150 and making tiny homes and do hunting and fishing and boating there. Both of those are throwing off 12.5% as is, and again, we can expand them with the tiny homes or park models or both, and improve that yield over time. That's what we've got teed up right now.
Before I interrupt you, go ahead and tell me the two things you were excited about.
Okay, yeah. So going back to our accomplishments this year, we acquired a house in Holiday Islands located on a main road. I'm very familiar with the property. We took possession of it September 1, so it'll hit our books in the third quarter of this year. We've got a tenant, so it's our first income producing property, and it's our first owned corporate headquarters. So that was a big deal. I'm particularly proud of that one. Now, that's nowhere near the acquisitions that I just mentioned to you that we're pursuing in Eastern Texas, but it's done. So now the last thing that I'd like for you and your audience to know is that we've hired a Toronto-based investment awareness firm.
Nice.
To do a six-month program for us. And what I like about it is that they're taking stock instead, restricted stock instead of cash. So that means they've got skin in the game with us. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a six-month, contract.
Yes, sir. Right now, we're in a soft movement in the market, trying to interest new investors, accredited as well as institutional. We're going to go into a, quote, blast, social media blast, as they call it, probably in the next week or two, where the aim is to get a lot more eyeballs on our stock. And hopefully they'll see that the ride is up.
Gene, we got about 45 seconds left. I want to get to my final question. Organizational changes. Are you plan on making those here in 2021?
Yes. I'm glad you asked about that. That's the third piece. We plan on going fully reporting next year, 2021, and jump up to that'll involve 2 years of audits. We've already got a firm identified that will do it. It's Malone and Bailey out of Houston, Texas. They're very visible for audit. And we can jump up to the OTCQB and have access to venture capital. That would be a big step up from the OTC markets, or OTC things, I mean.
And just real quick before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders just to take away from our interview today?
We are finally to a point where we have all the pieces together to fully execute our business plan. We've got the financing. We've got the properties. We've got the expertise, and we've got the experience.
Gene Thompson's been my guest today. Even though it took him 2 years to come back on my show, I'm glad to have him on there. He is the CEO and director of Holiday Islands Holdings. Look at him. You can find them on the OTC markets at ticker symbol HIHI. Gene, I want to thank you for taking time out. I know you're a busy guy to come in on the show. The only thing I ask is you not wait 2 more years to come back on. Hopefully you'll come back on the next 60 or 70 days and give us an update.
You got it, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.